Mars by Ben Bova. To Florence and Jerry Nelson. Acknowledgements. This novel could not have been written without the generous help of Mark Chartrand, Stephen L. Gillett, Tony Hillerman, William R. Pogue, Kenneth John Rose, and Paul Soderbergh. Fred Doyle and R. M. Batson of the United States Geological Survey kindly provided beautifully detailed maps of Mars. My deepest thanks to them and to all the countless others who, over the years, provided many valuable insights and ideas. They have helped to make this novel as accurate a depiction as possible of the planet Mars, of the hardware that the first explorers of Mars will use, and of the mythology of the Navajo people. I have taken poetic liberties with the basic facts here and there, as every author must. The authenticity of this novel is thanks to them. Any inaccuracies are entirely my own doing. Finally, my heartfelt thanks also to Edgar Rice Burroughs, Stanley G. Weinbaum, and most especially, Ray Bradbury. The different versions of Mars that they wrote about exist only in the imagination, but that is more than enough. Ben Bova, West Hartford and Marco Island. Mars, the Red World and the Blue.
Listen to the wisdom of the old ones. The Red World and the Blue are brothers. They were born together in a seething maelstrom of dust and gas, spinning out from the heart of the vast cloud that was to become father-son. For uncountable time, each world was engulfed in endless violence. Monsters roared down out of the sky, pounding the worlds mercilessly in a holocaust of terrible explosions. Under such awesome bombardment, there could be no solid ground. The rocks themselves were...